Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
What's your frequency? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast is for you. What's your frequency? You know, we don't always think about the unseen things. We may go about our day, our world, and we're looking at everything from a 3D point of view. If something's not solid, we just can't relate to it. And yet, we can be interacting and involving ourselves with so many different people that operate on different frequencies. And depending upon where those frequencies are, sometimes we operate well together and sometimes we don't. So I want to talk a little bit about that today, maybe to open up your awareness. When I think about frequencies, one of the easiest ways to imagine it might be through radio. And if you think about an old-fashioned or a traditional radio, specifically one you might have in the car that has a dial on it, you could actually think about turning the dial upward or downward, and in the process of doing so, change the frequency and thereby change the channel you're listening to, the voices you're hearing, maybe the music you're hearing on the other side. And all of us have different frequencies, some of which operate well together and others maybe not. And when we become aware of those frequencies and where we feel most at home, it helps us understand other people. It gives us a better opportunity to relate or choose maybe not so much to engage with other people. Let me give you a few different examples as to how frequencies can differ. And by the way, I do want to share this. There's no judgment in any of it, but it just gives you a good idea about how we all operate on different frequencies, even if we think we are alike on the outside. One first story comes to mind, and it involves my mother-in-law. Now, my mother-in-law was an extremely hardworking and very generous woman. She worked almost until she died in her early 80s, and she was known for being very generous with gifts. So I remember as our daughter was growing up, my mother-in-law would frequently write large checks to our daughter for her birthday, for Christmas, or whatever. And I could remember at one point speaking to my mother-in-law and saying, well, thank you very much for this. I said, we're going to allow our daughter to spend a little bit of the money, and then we'll put the rest. We'll encourage her to just put it into a savings account for later on as she gets older. And I said, you know, I'm very grateful for this. I said, but also keep in mind, she's a young child. And I said, it's just as important for her to know her grandma on a personal basis. Now, we had lived many states apart, so it's not like we saw each other frequently. And I remember the look of consternation on my mother-in-law's face, probably thinking, well, Maura, you probably don't appreciate the money that I just gave your daughter. And what was really happening is that I was looking for something from my mother-in-law in the way of a frequency that I was not getting. And that frequency had more to do with, let's say, relationship or the touchy-feely or the little sitting down and chatting kind of a thing there where she would get to know her granddaughter better. But that was an area that was really outside my mother-in-law's comfort zone. Different frequencies. I'm looking for one thing, my mother-in-law is looking for another thing, and different frequencies. And that's how a lot of us operate. Another thing that came to mind as a little vignette here was a couple of years ago, there's a woman I know from our area, very funny, very enjoyable to be around. And one of the things she does is design jewelry. So I was out socially with her and some other women one night when I first met her, and I was looking at some of her work, and typically, because I'm always looking for the meaning behind things, or because I'm always looking for a little piece of spirituality or something unseen that I could respond to or relate to, I said to her, oh, Pat, I said, some of this is very interesting, and I happened to notice an image of a woman's face that had been crafted into a piece of ivory that she had hanging around her neck, along with some other pieces. And she was a very astute woman. And she said, you know, Maura, if you're looking for some special meaning in this, she said, you're looking at the wrong place. She said, because I'm totally superficial. And she said, I just designed jewelry because I like it. And apparently also she had a really good look for design. And she laughed and I laughed because she was astute enough to realize that the frequency that I was off and on was one that would look for symbolism or deeper understanding. And I thought it was hysterical that she realized I was on a different frequency. And we both laughed. Now, there's an example of two different frequencies that could easily get along, even though they may operate at different levels, but they're very harmonious. And so that was story number two. Story number three I wanted to bring about, and it happened as recently as last night. I want to talk about frequency in terms of something else, but it's not really all that different. Sometimes people will talk about frequencies that people operate on being low frequency, where let's say people are very angry, bitter, sometimes suicidal, murderous, sometimes jealous, but basically they're the heavy negative type emotions and feelings and, as you could say, frequencies, where the upper register of the frequency spectrum would involve things like cooperation, happiness, inspiration, harmony, laughter, things like that. Okay, that would be considered more high level frequency. So let's get back to last night. I'm out frequently, and last night I happened to be out with two friends of mine to listen to three gentlemen who, coincidentally, are talk show hosts, national talk show hosts who speak on conservative issues, family, politics, etc. So as we are walking from where we parked to this main center, I happened to encounter a man. He was a single protester, and he had some large signs put up. He was also dressed in a cap that told me that he had been a veteran of the Vietnam War. And it was very evident. I could feel that he was angry about the gentlemen that were inside speaking at this event. And I happened to glance at all of his protest signs, as I would normally do anyway. And all of a sudden, in an instant, I was able to put together the meaning behind one of his signs. Now, you'd have to be here in the United States, most likely, to understand it. But he used the color orange, and he was referring to Agent Orange, which was a killer to anyone who had fought in that war in Vietnam. But by using the orange, he was making the connection to his protest against Bad Man Orange, which would be Donald Trump, the president. And I looked at it and I laughed. I said, oh, I just got it. And I'm smiling, but his frequency was already down. It was already low. It was already angry. It was already pugnacious and maybe looking for a fight. Now I thought, oh my goodness, I just figured that out, knowing that he was from the Vietnam War era. And instead of his saying, hey, you got it, good for you, he ended up saying to me, well, of course, that's because you're so stupid. Now, I was with a group of people that were also crossing the street, and he waited until I had passed by, and that wasn't his only remark. He happened to make another one. Now, I understood where the man was coming from. I didn't get offended at all. In fact, had I not been with others, I would have thought to go back to him and say, well, are you aware of the fact that I go to events all the time, and if truth be told, I'm probably at more liberal events than I am at conservative events. But as it turned out, I was with friends and I didn't. But I gave a little bit of thought later on in the evening, and I thought, well, obviously we were on two different frequencies. And I thought, I wonder what would have happened had I decided to go and engage with him. And my sense was, it's only conjecture on my part, that even if I did go back last night to speak with him, to ask him a few questions, to engage him, that he was not going to be getting from me what he was hoping to get. And that might have been, let's say, an argument, because that's not really my nature. And so there's a third example of operating on different frequencies. But in this case, The frequencies were so far apart that I don't know if anything would have been gained. So what does this mean for you and your life? You may not be going to any kind of a political event. You may not have a mother-in-law, and you may not know a woman who makes jewelry. But to be aware of frequencies is very helpful in terms of deciding where you want to go, where you want to hang out, who you want to engage with, and to what extent. Sometimes we can all be at a low vibration, a low frequency. Other times we might be at a higher one. Sometimes we can change, and sometimes other people can change too. But there are times when something in our personality is looking for what we cannot get from another person, and that very place can make us depressed. It can make us angry because we want to say to somebody, don't you see what I see? And don't you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Well, it may be that they're just at a different frequency. But the nice thing to know is that over the course of time, and I've seen this happen in my own life, things that I was not operating in, I learned to operate in. Sometimes it's because new knowledge came about. Sometimes it could be because I've had a shock in my life. But I've also known that I've been around other people who might have been problematic for my life, and that I was hoping to reach them at a certain level and I couldn't. But then I realized later on they had a change and our frequencies became more harmonious. They worked better together. We were able to communicate. So what does all this mean to you about what's your frequency? It means that you can become aware of the frequency that you're on and who you would choose to interact with more or less, who you would choose to give a lot of your power to or your energies to that may or may not be helpful to you in terms of living a life of peace, of engagement, of happiness, and of well-being. But to be aware of them will always help you because we don't always operate on the same frequency. And maybe tomorrow we might, but today we can make some decisions that will help us stay in that place where we're living in a sense of peace and well-being, and maybe where we can share that with other people, or maybe wait for another day when they're ready for it. So that's what I have for you today. I hope it adds to you for living your life happy from the inside out. Until next time, this has been Maura with Maura For You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.